First, though, scientists in the United States have discovered the brain circuit that underpins the placebo effect. Although we've known about the power of thought to suppress pain for many years, brain scans in humans could only provide vague evidence for what might be behind the phenomenon. But now, Gregory Shearer at the University of North Carolina has been able to trace connections from the front, decision-making part of the brain, to a region at the very back, called the cerebellum, which is mostly concerned with controlling and learning movements. So the finding that it's responding to and controlling how much pain we feel argues it might also be responsible for setting our pain thresholds, and it therefore opens the door to developing a raft of new drugs that can target this pathway.
So in the pain field so far, in terms of pathways by which we perceive pain, we and others have mostly focused on sensory systems. So that's bottom-up organization of pain circuitry. So how our nerves detect painful stimuli on our body. And how this information is then transmitted to the spinal cord and then to the brain. And here what we wanted to do is something different, is to better understand the top-down control of pain. And so circuits, mechanisms by which cognitive factors such as expectations or feelings, things that are present in our brain, can then control how we perceive pain.
In other words, the placebo effect, the idea that if I think something is going to give me some degree of comfort or pain relief, then it does.
Right, exactly. So the placebo effect is probably one of the most striking demonstrations by which our thoughts, our feelings can change how we feel about pain. And so developing a model of placebo, of the placebo effect, so how a positive expectation of pain is sufficient to change a pain threshold, was a good entry to try to tackle this problem.
How powerful is the placebo effect? So if we do experiments on people, for example, where we can measure things objectively, how much pain relief can a person get from just the placebo effect, do we think?
It is a very potent effect. In fact, it's so potent that, as you might know, many clinical trials fail because in the control group, the patients that receive the placebo, so no drug essentially, show a response that is comparable to the novel drug that is tested. So it's a profound effect. In our studies, the placebo pain relief that we get in our rodent assay is comparable to a low dose of morphine.
That says a lot, doesn't it? What's surprising, though, is that we've been studying the pathways in the nervous system that convey pain signals for decades, and we've known about this effect, the placebo effect, for as long, even longer, in fact, because of historical documentation and so on. So why didn't we understand the neurological underpinnings of it? Why had that escaped scrutiny?
There are several reasons. I think it sort of makes sense if you try to understand pain to first understand pain at its source. So much of the effort has been dedicated to understand how our sensory neurons detect painful stimuli in the first place. And then there's a lot of work that's been done also in humans to understand how our thoughts and cognition can change pain. But this is much more difficult to do in animal studies, as you can imagine. In animal studies, we can stimulate animals with a stimulus and measure a response to pain, but sort of understand how the animal's feeling or expectations can change pain threshold is much more difficult to model. So you have to, it takes more work essentially to develop assays to model this aspect of pain experience.
So we had a sort of broad idea as to what might be going on, but we couldn't unpick at the neuroanatomical, the sort of connection level, what's talking to what to make this happen. And is that what you're probing with this study?
That's exactly right. If you do these studies in humans using, for example, functional magnetic resonance imaging, so techniques where we can see by putting people in a scanner what parts of the brain are active, for example, during pain, you can see that certain areas of the brain, for example, the front of the brain or the back of the brain, are active during pain, but you don't have the resolution, the precision to see exactly what cells in the brain are connected to be active during the placebo effect. And so this is where animal models are useful, because we can do very precise manipulation with which we found this novel pathway that links the front of the brain, a part of the brain that's important for cognition, decision-making, to the back of the brain, the cerebellum. That's a region that's been mostly studied for movement so far, and that we think something important is happening during pain perception that's been overlooked so far.
And presumably, if you can track down what these circuits are, once you know them on a sort of cellular level, you can do things like ask, do we have any drugs or can we invent drugs that will specifically target that pathway? So you could almost put the placebo effect on steroids and get really powerful pain relief.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is one of the most exciting aspects of the study, is that we show that in the absence of conditioning without producing a placebo response, if we just artificially recruit this pathway, as we could do, for example, with drugs or with neurostimulation methods, this is sufficient to produce an analgesic effect. So this could lead to the development of a completely novel class of pain drugs.
Unlocking the pathway that is the placebo effect. That was Gregory Shearer, and that study has just come out in Nature.